I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection. And Burns, obviously the big global story this week is the earthquake in Nepal. And back home, students from Oklahoma State University are joining the relief effort.
That's right. This is a monster of a tragedy. Over 5,000 people have been killed. We have nearly 50 students here at OSU from Nepal, and they're working with the International Student Organization and the OSU Nepalese Student Association to help raise much-needed funds for Nepal through the American Red Cross. These students encourage everyone to help Nepal get back on its feet. It's a horrible tragedy, and all our students from Nepal, of course, encourage everyone to help Nepal recover, and I know a number of our students who are not from Nepal are pitching in to help out.
And Burns, OSU brought together a group of major donors over the weekend as part of its newly formed Proud and Immortal Society.
Yes, Kelly, we had a wonderful night, Friday night, launching the Proud and Immortal Society. It recognizes top donors, defined as those who have given at least $1 million to OSU. It was a remarkable turnout, I must say. We honored Boone Pickens as the first inductee, appropriately, into the Proud and Immortal Society. In all, we inducted more than 80 donors to Oklahoma State who have been so generous. We also unveiled a wall outside the Student Union Theater, a video wall, to honor this special group. Certainly, Boone and all of them were inspirations behind the successful $1 billion branding success campaign, and they've created a legacy that is benefiting generations for years to come.
And Burns, another new academic facility is opening at OSU.
Yes, Charles and Linda Klein have made a wonderful gift to the Charles and Linda Klein Equine Teaching Center. We so appreciate the generosity of the Klein family. Charles is deceased, but Linda is helping us design this important new facility. Of course, our equine program is one of the best in the country, and this center will make it even stronger. It will include classroom space, indoor teaching, an indoor teaching arena, a foaling stall, and stables. So many thanks to the Klein family.
And finally, Burns, it's that time of year for student honors, and four graduate students are in the news.
Yes, we're very excited that four of our OSU graduate students have received the prestigious National Science Foundation Research Fellowship Awards. The NSF created this program to encourage students to further their STEM education. Those recognized, I want to point out, are Christopher Dingus of Oklahoma City in psychology, Rebecca Purvis from Houston in civil engineering, Peter Storm from Stillwater in environmental engineering, and Josh Dameron, also from Stillwater in chemistry, not just from Stillwater. Peter and Josh grew up as neighbors right here, and both of their fathers are members of our faculty.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.